Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Have you been seriously injured? Mama Justice is here for you. Our medical team partners with top-notch doctors, surgeons, therapists, and urologists, ensuring a comprehensive recovery journey. If you've been injured, call Mama Justice today. We're here for you.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Friday edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. Glad you're with us. Bob Getty, Kelly Center. We're broadcasting in the Southern Bancorp studio here in beautiful Oak Grove, Mississippi. Sunny afternoon, good day, and we thank you for tuning in. Going to be talking to Colby Allen a little later in the show. Don't need to introduce him to anybody on the program. And hopefully, we're scheduled to talk to Travis Creel today, who's the new head baseball coach at Jacksonville State University. Having a little trouble reaching him at the moment, but we'll continue to pursue that effort. Quite a deal for a guy like Travis, Kelly, to get his first coaching job in D1 and then at a good program that, you know, you're really not starting from the bottom.
Most of the time, you would literally work anywhere just to get that head coaching experience, right, as you're working your way up the ladder. But you're right, for him to not only get his first job, but to go to a program who had a really fine season last year. In fact, the reason that he had the opportunity to get that job was that that coach at Jacksonville State left to go out to the Phoenix area to Grand Canyon University to take that head coaching job. So there's going to be, obviously, with Travis Creel there, a lot of Southern Miss flavor, but he's taken along some Southern Miss guys with him, including Danny Lynch, who will serve as the hitting coach, Anthony Izzio, who was the assistant head coach at Tulane. He was also a coach at Pearl River Community College, so he certainly knows the high school and junior college landscape of where Jacksonville State is going to recruit. And really, not like Southern Miss has to necessarily worry because they are a national power now, but in the old days, this would have been bad news because Jacksonville State would be competing for the same guys that Southern Miss is getting, and certainly no disrespect to Jacksonville State because they're kind of a Johnny-come-lately, but now with Southern Miss being of national prominence for so many years now, I would say that Southern Miss could probably get a tier higher quality player, you know, have an opportunity to get them when maybe Jack State doesn't.
And still waiting to hear news about who will replace Travis Creel. We have a pretty good indication that we think there's going to be some internal promotion on the staff, and that will open up the door for a new coach to come in. I haven't heard anything. I assume you haven't either.
And normally, the only word that I'm kind of hearing is that it may be somebody from the outside. You know, now Gunnar Leger was hired from the University of Louisiana, you know, last season to come in. But other than that, it's always been kind of Southern Miss guys that know the history, that know the footprint of Southern Miss and the mentality and type of guy that the culture that they've been raised in. So,
all right, well, if we catch up with him, we'll bring him on. If not, we'll catch up with him here in the next few days. But I have to address a rumor that I've heard. It really it sort of sent chill bumps, and it just sort of made me feel a little queasy. But I hear that you hosted a soccer viewing at your house last night.
Yes.
Oh, Kelly.
USA versus Turkey. It was a great game until the last 30 seconds or so, and Turkey won. I'm telling you, Bob, I'm into this World Cup now, man.
What is the nickname of Turkey? Only you would know.
I don't think it's just Turkey,
oh,
I think.
Oh, okay. It's not like the terrorists. No,
the Panthers or
anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, nothing like that.
Fire bombers, no pun intended.
Oh boy, I would give your address if I didn't value employment so much. But now it really didn't matter whether the U.S. won last night because they're into
this. This is the problem I have with soccer. Can I
okay.
explain
sure,
this to you?
Sure.
It doesn't matter if you lose.
Well,
it doesn't matter if the score is 0-0. That somehow is a positive if you end up in a tie. I'm just having trouble embracing football.
I did too. But when you understand, and believe me, I'm no expert, but one of the things that I have come to really appreciate is the unbelievable body control and athleticism of these guys in the World Cup and the women when they play. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're running on average, 7.5 miles a game. And that game really consists of 2 hours. So they're running 7.5 miles in 2 hours. They have to be where they're supposed to be. They have to be able to control all aspects of their feet, their body, everything. It's just, it's really amazing. But the other thing is I think what you're seeing with the World Cup and what I am learning is that when it comes right down to it, people are people. All this vitriol and hatred and crap that gets spewed all over, that's political stuff. When you just get people together who are, you know, and the Scots, right? Look at how the Americans have embraced the Scottish and the Scottish have embraced the Americans. Mm-hmm. And it's everybody just cheering for their team. But if they don't win, you know, it's not a...
When you see that, and it has been wonderful to see that from people in Europe and their reaction here, but doesn't it make you want to look at half the country and say, you need to grow up, you need to get a life, look around and appreciate what people from all over the world see you have and shut up your bitching and whining?
Well, I think that side that you're talking about, they would say that about your side. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying which side you're on or not on, but I'm just, you know, I think that could be said for a lot of people for sure. Yeah, you don't really realize what you have until it's taken away, right? Or you don't have it. So
I think we may have someone on the phone with us. Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
This Coach Creel.
This is
Coach Creel. How in the world are you?
I'm sped up, but I'm having fun. But yeah, I got a lot going on. How are y'all doing?
Well, we're good, but I'm going to be honest with you now. It's going to be difficult for me to say this. We want to welcome Travis Creel, head coach of Jacksonville State University. I'm happy for you. I don't want you to misunderstand me, and I think it's well-deserved, but I'm having trouble getting that out of my mouth at the moment, Travis.
Yeah, it's different. You know, obviously being at Southern Miss 5 years as a player and the last 7 as an assistant, you know, it's just the way of life. And definitely different, but it's been fun so far.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure.
We've been over in Jacksonville for about 9 days now. So.
All right, we got lots to ask you about. You got a few minutes you can stay with
us?
Yes, sir. All right. First of all, we got to ask you this. Obviously, when the regional was taking place, you couldn't have in your wildest dreams ever looked across the field. I know you didn't play them, but when you're watching Jacksonville State play, thinking a month from now, that'll be my program.
No, not at all. Obviously, I'm trying to get to Omaha. You know, that was the thought. I think, you know, Coach Beezer, who was here previously, you know, he had no intention of leaving. And he kind of had an opportunity come up that he couldn't pass up and get him a little closer to family and things like that. So mm-hmm. It's crazy how things happen like that.
All right. Now, I know, and every guy in college baseball wants their own program. I understand that completely and totally. But that had to be a difficult call for you, Travis, because there is no more bred and raised Golden Eagle in the world than you.
Yeah. I mean, certainly a tough decision being there for so long and, you know, having 2 degrees and meeting my wife there and having our kids there for sure. And believe me, I've had some opportunities in the past that, you know, I've said no to because it just didn't make any sense. And this one just a little bit different. Obviously, they're in a great league. It's a great facility. I think you can really, you know, win here at a high level. And our administration is on the same page. So this one's just a little different. And, you know, it's been a great transition so far.
So, Coach Creel, now at Jacksonville State, one of the things on your long punch list was putting a staff together. And you've turned to some Southern Miss blood. You've turned to Anthony Izzio, who certainly is no stranger to this neck of the woods. Take us through your thought process of assembling your staff and what you wanted to get.
Yeah, well, I started with good people. I want just good humans. You know, kind of, you know, I felt that's the way Southern Miss has done things for a long time, is just get really good people in the building. On your staff, and then good people as players too. And then, you know, the old saying, good things happen to good people. You know, I think that's a real thing. So, you know, I've known Anthony since I was probably 15 years old. He did a great job at Tulane. So he came over as the recruiting coordinator. Obviously, you guys know Danny, and I knew if I ever did get a job, he'd be one of my first calls, and he certainly was. The other two spots were kind of open. I interviewed probably 20 people for those two spots and settled on Kyle Serrano. His dad's the legendary coach Dave Serrano, Cal State Fullerton in Tennessee. And then Ethan Payne, he's a young up-and-coming kid who actually played in our Super Regional in 23, and then we played in his Regional in 24 in Knoxville, and he's been on the player development side the last couple of years.
So I'm gonna take that to mean that you didn't give serious consideration to the resumes that Kelly and I sent you?
I considered yours, Bob, but Kelly went straight to the trash.
Oh my gosh. Which is usually what I do at closing time, Travis, is head straight for the trash.
We've got Travis Creel on the Super Talk Eagle Hour with us, the new head baseball coach at Jacksonville State University. We could not be happier for him. We think they've made a great hire. We're going to continue our conversation with Coach Creel. Other side of this short break, Super Talk Eagle Hour rolling along. Stay with us.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back to the Eagle Hour. Opening segment of the show was sponsored by our good friends at Dickie's Barbecue, which would be a great place to take your family tonight for a dinner or cater your next event. This segment sponsored by a guy that our guest knows here really well, Matt Warren and his great staff at Eagle Tire West. We're so proud to have them part of our show. They've been in business since 1985, Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. They sell full Goodyear service tires, Goodyear tires, I should say, all major brands, full service for your car or your truck. The dad operates Eagle Tire. Matt operates Eagle Tire West. They're big Southern Miss supporters. Family operated since 1985. And Travis Creel, I bet you can testify to what good people run Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West.
No doubt. The best people. I actually went out to the new one last week, and it's a fine building. Matt's running that thing. Yeah. Doing a good job.
No, you know he will. Well, Travis, I know you got 1,000 things on your plate. Kind of give us an indication of what your priorities are right now, and I'm going to guess you're interviewing players, trying to build your roster.
Yeah, I mean, that's the key right now is, you know, Jacksonville State had a lot of seniors on last year's team, and then when Coach Beezer left a couple weeks without a coach, a lot of guys got in the portal as well. So, I got a ton to add on the roster. We've committed 6 so far. We probably need, you know, about 12 more. So, yeah, that's pretty much the main focus. Is we're having visits every day, sometimes 2 or 3 a day. So, just getting as good a team as we can for August.
Is Danny Lynch there with you now in Jacksonville?
He is. Him and the whole staff's here. They'll all be kind of back and forth. Nobody's really got a place to live just yet, but everybody's here.
Travis, do people in the Jacksonville area understand what an icon Danny Lynch is?
I don't think so. They'll learn, though. They will learn. But I don't think they know just yet.
I'm sure there's single women up there, too, in Jacksonville.
He's married.
Oh, he is.
He's
okay, sorry about that. Yeah.
There are a lot of heartbroken women.
Heartbroken,
still
yeah.
in South Mississippi, but Danny's moved on.
But, you know, Coach, I wanted to ask you, too, about if people aren't familiar with the geography of the state of Alabama. Jacksonville State is up in the northeast corner. You're not that far from Atlanta, which is getting to be – you know, with East Cobb and all of the different, the perfect games and all these different National Baseball Organization's East Cobb, you know, operating out of the Atlanta area. Man, I would think you're in a good place. Then you got Anthony Izzo, who probably knows this part of the country and the talent available better than anybody. I would think, man, that's a great geographical place to be, I think.
Yeah, it is, for sure. Obviously, the state of Alabama's got really good high school baseball. You're an hour and a half from Birmingham. You're an hour and a half from Atlanta. You're less than 2 hours from Chattanooga. So it's definitely unique. You can catch three states in a very close proximity. And, obviously, Georgia being such a great state of high school baseball, that helps for sure.
And the fact that Izzo, I'm sure that was one of the things, and because of his experience, that's one of the reasons that you reached out to Izzo early on.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I've known Anthony forever, and the way he's thought about in the baseball world as a recruiter, people think very highly of him. He's done a great job at a really tough job in Tulane, with their financial situation. And, you know, I've known him, coached against him in the Mac Jack, and, he's just a hard worker, and he knows what good players look like.
Travis, we talked to one of your associates here last week, and he was talking to us about how happy everybody on the Southern Miss staff was for you and is for you, but that it was also emotional for him to know that you were leaving. Kind of take us through that day when you broke that news to all these men that you've been so tightly associated with.
Yeah, obviously, I'm very happy, and they were very happy for me, but at the same time, it's years and years of relationships built that, things are going to change. There's going to be somebody new in my chair, in my office, in the next month or so. So, yeah, obviously, Ladd, been one of my best friends for 18 years. I've been really close and known Coach Oz for over 10. Me and Coach Brewer have worked together for over 4. So, it's I think that's what makes Southern Miss special is the relationships in the building, not just with the player to player or coach to player, but it's also coach to coach. So we're a very close group, and sometimes you got to make tough decisions that are good decisions, but they're also sure. There's definitely they're tough.
That's just one way. But other than the nameplate on your door and the nameplate on your desk, how do you now, Travis Creel, have to change as a coach, being where the buck stops at Jacksonville State?
Yeah, I think you just got to be the CEO, obviously, in my 7 years at Southern Miss. I was very involved with the pitching at all. I would help Oz with a game plan of who we're bringing in and when we're bringing them in and things like that. But from the day-to-day standpoint of overseeing 40 players, overseeing, 5 to 7 staff members, the good thing for me, man, is I've worked under 3 bosses at the Division I level and learned really the blueprint of how it's done, Lane Burroughs, Scott Berry, and Christian Ostrander. So very fortunate to have worked for those guys and watched those guys day in and day out for 10 years.
Well, what does this mean to you personally, though, Travis, to get your own D1 job, and not just any D1 job? I mean, we all saw with our own eyes what a good program Jacksonville State has built up. What does this mean to you?
Yeah, it means a lot. It means, the grind at 23 years old making $420 a month at Meridian Community College was worth it, right? You put in a ton of time, a ton of hours. My wife always said if y'all realized what y'all made hourly, y'all be people could be arrested for how little y'all make hourly, because there's long hours, man. The season ends, and I promise you, Ladd and Brewer and Gunner, they're still working 12, 13-hour days trying to find players for next year and things like that. So, it's rewarding. It's humbling to see hard work and dedication pay off. And obviously, I'm very excited to get my family over here. My 3 boys are excited, but they still hadn't seen the place. So, excited to get them over here.
And I have to ask you about when you contacted Danny Lynch, his reaction and how that went.
Oh, well, we talk all the time. And then when I accepted the job, I called him. I said, hey, you come to be on hitting coach? He said, yep. And we hung up the phone. And I made the next call. So that was easy.
didn't take
it. It's kind of been in the works for quite some time that if I ever did get a job, he's my right-hand man. So, I'm fired up to get Danny over here. I think he's going to be a star.
Oh, yeah. And what a great guy to have as your right hand, Travis, don't you? And I know you agree with that. We all think the world of him.
100%. Obviously, just a great human, but also just a fantastic baseball guy and just a relentless work ethic where, you know, these guys have been working so hard trying to help fill this roster, and it's been a good transition.
Now I know that schedules are made, you know, sometimes years in advance. In fact, Southern Miss has already announced that they're going, you know, back to Round Rock next season. So some of the games from next year are already being announced. Any chance in the future that we'll see a Southern Miss Jacksonville State matchup anytime?
Yeah, I certainly hope so. Now I'll tell you this, Coach Oz is he does his schedule more far in advance than anybody in the country. So he's probably filled up to about 2030. that's just one of his pet peeves. He hates having unknown schedules. So as soon as we can get us on there, I'm sure he'll agree and we'll get on there. But I bet it's a couple of years. He is a scheduling guru. So we'll have to get with Coach Oz on that one.
And there's something that's kind of an unwritten rule that we talked about with Ladd Rhodes before, is that I only seem to see in baseball, is that when – like you were recruiting at Southern Miss 3 weeks ago, now you're recruiting for Jacksonville State. Some of the players that you might have been recruiting at Southern Miss are now kind of off the table at Jacksonville State because of that gentleman's agreement. It's kind of a unique deal, don't you think, Travis, that's what's there? We'll go get our own players. We don't necessarily need these guys.
Yeah, and I do think that has a lot to do with just me and Ladd and Brew and Oz's relationship. Obviously, that I don't want to do anything to tarnish that. But you're right. I do think baseball there's definitely some integrity in the coaching world still. Now, that's not everywhere. I can
promise
you that.
Right.
But, certainly don't want any bad blood there, and respect those guys too much to try to do things like that.
All right, Travis. Well, I just want to say this to you on the show. First of all, our listeners, I want them to know that all the baseball interviews you hear us do throughout the year, you set up every single one of those for me. And you have always given us total access to yourself and to players on the team, and for that we'll always be grateful. And I know I speak for Kelly when I say we could not be happier for you. We think you are a great baseball coach and a great guy, and we've suddenly become Jacksonville State fans now, Travis. We're going to be following you every week to see how you're doing, my friend.
I love it, and I appreciate you guys. You guys always cover Southern Miss the right way, and really fortunate to have worked with you guys for 7 years now. Flown by, but anytime you'll ever want me on, you just give me a text and I'll hop on.
All right, Coach, and best of luck to you, Danny, and all your new staff.
All right, thanks, guys.
I apparently need to print off another copy of my resume, since that one.
I'm glad to know I got a little consideration. I didn't get the call, but at least he glanced at it.
I think, Bob, I'm not an expert on this, but I think our age is probably working against us.
Probably would have a little bit of a pain. Yeah. I'm going to tell you what else I think. I think he's put together a heck of a staff. And I think those three guys, Izzo, Danny, and Travis Creel, I think they're going to do great things.
They're not going to get outworked.
And no, they're not.
That's all you can control.
And don't you hope that they just have tremendous success?
Of course. Yeah.
Travis Creel, it's hard to say, the new head baseball coach at Jacksonville State University. Colby Allen, I'm sure you remember that name. He's next on the Eagle Hour.
Tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right. DBAT down on Hardy Street, managed by Luke Reynolds. That's where you need to go for baseball and softball training for children, adult sports training. Lee Roberts has been in touch with Kelly today, trying to encourage Kelly to take up pickleball like Lee does. And you could take some courses at DBAT.
Are you serious? DBAT offers pickleball lessons?
They'll get you in shape for pickleball, Kelly, is what I'm trying to say.
Any of those things, you have to move.
Yeah, that is a problem. MCS Home Center for home repair, home remodeling, home construction, everything you need for your next project, home, lawn, or garden, is available right there in Bellevue. MCS is Hattiesburg's new improvement home center with local folks eager to help you. 7329 Highway 98 West. You know, one of the great things about doing a show like this is you get to you get to know athletes and coaches, and you get to be around them a lot. And I say this sincerely. I don't know if I've ever enjoyed getting to know a player any more than this one right here that's about to come on the show. Colby Allen needs no introduction to the Golden Eagle Nation. But, Colby, I got to tell you, man, we already miss you here in Hattiesburg.
I miss you guys. That's a special place down there. It means a lot to me, and it's awesome.
Well, Colby, have you had a chance to decompress a little bit? What have you been doing since the end of the season?
Well, I come home, and I usually have a pretty good routine of working out in the mornings, and I'll go help on the farm in the afternoons, but it decided to come a monsoon for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So I hadn't been doing much of nothing, really, besides trying to play a little bit of golf here and there.
Now you told us off air that you're getting ready to go do some pitching for some major league clubs. Tell our listeners what's next for you.
Yes, Monday I'm going off to Myrtle Beach to throw for a Cubs workout, and then I'm basically getting ready for the draft when I come back that week. And the draft is, I think, July 11th and 12th. So yeah, once that happens, I'll kind of know where I'm going, and pretty excited about it.
Now, if you're in Myrtle Beach, you could vandalize Coastal Carolina while you're there, couldn't you?
Yeah, I could. But that place is, I will say, that is one of the prettier places I've been around and seen.
And we do get to play them next year, I think, on the schedule.
We should, yeah.
So what are you kind of hearing at this point, Colby? I know there's different people in your ears now that have never been in your ears before, and take us through the mental process of getting ready for what could be this next level.
Yeah, so I kind of got a good taste of it last year, a good dosage of it, you know. Last year I kind of went into it blind, you know, you never know what it being the first time. And but now I kind of just don't really – I try not to listen to any of it yet, because kind of right now you kind of hear – stuff that may not happen and may happen, you know, you never know. It's kind of still pretty early for the draft, and all the draft boards of teams getting ready to try to pick who they're going to pick. And but yeah, about a week before the draft is when I'll have a good idea of where I might go and what round and stuff like that.
And do you know at this point, we're hearing from Major League Baseball team reps that there may not be a Major League Baseball season next year because the collective bargaining agreement, and here's where the business part of baseball comes in, because it is a business. The collective bargaining agreement ends at the end of this year. And if there isn't a baseball season next year, Colby, do we know at this point how it would affect minor league players or even the draft? And hypothetically, if you were drafted, then what if there's no season next year?
Yeah. I have no idea how that all will work out. That's above my pay grade to even try to think about that stuff. it'd be a mess for sure. There's no doubt that would probably end a lot of guys' careers that had a good chance of, you know, playing pro baseball. You know, I don't know. That's just a mess.
Yeah,
it really is just a mess.
And we're going to talk about that in our final segment a little bit. But what particular pitches in your arsenal are you working on, or how are you training differently now as you get ready for the draft than maybe you did during the season?
Yeah, I'm kind of going back to playing with the changeup and the four seam over break. You know, I kind of kept playing with it during season two, but when I got moved to the relief role, I kind of went back to the main sinker slider, you know, and was pretty successful with it, so I didn't really just have to throw the change up and four seam a lot. But you know, you never know what you might need and when you get up to the next level. So that's kind of the two pitches I've honed in on a good bit and got more comfortable with.
Colby, so since you finished the season, and this is kind of a general question, I mean, was it more important to just rest your arm and rest yourself, or was it more important to continue throwing and continue working out pending the draft and like the opportunity you're going to have next week to pitch before some major league guys?
Right. I think there's a fine line with each guy. You know, I think everybody's a little different. But for me, yeah, I took probably a week off, and I'm one of those guys, I kind of got to get going. Soon after, the week is very long for me, not doing anything. I feel just lazy. But, yeah, I took about a week off of no lifting and no throwing, and then kind of found out what I was going to do, if I was going to go off and play summer ball or do draft workouts. And I got back to kind of throwing a little bit and building back up and continued to work out a good bit and kind of built that back up too as well.
Yeah, I haven't talked to you since the end of the season. I've been kind of wanting to ask you this question. Your last appearance at Pete Taylor Park, how emotional and how difficult was that for you when you got on the mound and then when you left the mound?
It was pretty emotional. I definitely didn't think it was going to be my last time. I think I came in like the seventh and eighth and had, for the most part, clean innings. And then that ninth inning kind of hit and kind of gassed out. But, you know, that's just baseball. It just happens. Kind of sucked. Don't get me wrong, it was horrible. But, you know, looking back at it, you know, that's just how it works. Sometimes Little Rock, they were hot, and they were playing really good baseball.
It was
definitely emotional. Me and Tuck had a moment out there on the mound. I think he came and talked to me after something had happened. And, man, we were both about teary-eyed out there. We knew it was – well, I was probably like the last time at least for that regional, you know, maybe.
Right.
But yeah, it was emotional, there's no doubt. And then, you know, it was kind of interesting. I got down there in the bullpen against Virginia the next day, and I was kind of sitting in the chair, in my old chair that I sit down in down there, and was giving my parents were up in the stands, seeing them, you know. It was pretty emotional. I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you. It was, I've been in that chair for a long time down in that bullpen, so it's pretty cool, I guess, to in my career down there.
Well, I know that, you know, you and I talked about it at the start of the year and a couple times during the course of the year. It was always in the back of your mind, wasn't it, that day was on the horizon?
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it. You kind of, me and Russo would be picking at each other about how many days we had left and what we do certain times, you know. Yeah, you try to enjoy it the most you can because once it's gone, it's gone. And you can't really get it back.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I try to preach to some of these young guys, man. Just enjoy it. Just go sit in that locker room when you can, even if you don't want to. Because once you get a little older, you love that locker room more and more. That's the things you'll miss the most as an athlete. Is yeah, the playing the game in college is fun and everything, but man, you make those memories with your teammates on that bus ride and in that locker room.
Yeah, it won't be the last time you'll tear up, Colby, when you get that first full-fledged income tax return.
from your first major league check.
Yeah, first.
So how do you compartmentalize now? You have to block out all the college memories, and you got to get ready for next week, bro.
Yeah, I'm just attacking it. I'm honestly treating it like it's a fall with Coach Mack. He sent me my sheet of what I need to be doing lifting-wise, and I'm kind of treating it honestly like I'm building up to come back in the fall and pitch is what I'm kind of treating it as. It's just a regular old off season for me of getting after it pretty good in the mornings and then kind of relaxing in the evenings.
That's really kind of an unsung hero, don't you think, Colby, is Coach Makovica?
Oh, my goodness, he's unreal. You know, congrats to them. I'll give you a little shout-out about having a little boy on the way.
Oh, well, that's some breaking news, Colby Allen. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Yep, but Coach Mack's awesome. He is unbelievable. He knows his stuff ins and out and can answer any question you ask. And if he doesn't know the answer, he's going to find out for you right then and there. And
well, when
that's why he's a big part of why Southern Miss has been what Southern Miss has been.
Yeah, I agree, because when you look at Southern Miss's injury situation the last couple of years, it's been minimal.
Mm-hmm.
Minimal. And I think a lot of that gets traced back to strength and conditioning and a person that knows what
Absolutely.
They're doing with that particular sport.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Colby, go ahead. Sir. Go ahead.
I was just going to say a big thing that stood out to me over the years is Coach Mack being able to be able to maintain our weight and how much we weigh during the season and what we do during the season, because a lot of programs around the country, you know, they don't even step on the scale during the season and they got guys falling, losing a bunch of weight, and you can tell they're petering out towards the end of the year, and I think that's why we maintain, and I think we grow as the year goes on as we're getting stronger.
Colby Allen, a minute, when I said it's just been great knowing you, man, and covering you, and you've just always been such a delightful young man to work with, and Kelly and I wish you nothing but absolute success, Colby Allen.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. I really do.
And Colby, you're the first guy on the Eagle Hour that has ever used the phrase petered out.
So congratulations, Colby. Thank you, buddy. We'll stay in touch, all right?
Thank you, guys.
All right. Yes, Colby sir. Allen, everybody. Just doesn't get any better than that kid right there. That's the truth.
Working on the farm in the afternoon.
Yeah, he's a great kid. Yeah. He told me during the course of the season one time when he was off, he would work out in the morning and hunt in the afternoons, and that was his idea of a good day.
Pretty good idea for me, too.
We'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. If you've got some gold and silver laying around the house, like coins or old jewelry, and you need some cash, maybe you just want some cash because you don't use it anymore. Well, I'd go to Jewel Masters on Highway 98 West. That's where Marty Vick is the expert of the Pine Belt when it comes to gold and silver evaluations. He'll give you the best price. There's nothing but honesty at Jewel Masters and customer service. Marty will always give you the best price. Keep it confidential. Treat you with respect. Jewel Masters on Hardy Street for all your gold and silver selling. And take my advice. I'm taking my bride to Movie Star tonight because at Movie Star Restaurant on Friday nights, Kelly, you can eat off the menu or you can eat off the buffet. Now, would you ever go to Movie Star and eat off the menu?
Honestly, to be truthful, I don't think I've ever seen the menu. I mean,
on Friday night.
I was going to say, I know it's available, but I just never have.
People don't realize they sell really good ribeye steaks, fried shrimp, hamburger steaks, all sorts of good. You can buy catfish plates. I mean, there's all sorts of reasons to eat at Movie Star. Well, but if you you may not want the whole buffet. My wife would never eat a whole buffet, so she's always going to order off the menu.
Well, she doesn't know what she's missing.
You have to tell her that. You've seen her. She weighs about 90 pounds.
I was going to say, I would surprise she weighs that much. Yeah.
All right, so Movie Star Restaurant, we really do appreciate all of our great sponsors. Forest Healthcare, Genesis of Hattiesburg, Mo Babe and Yay Company. And don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. You can find it on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. Alexa or Siri will play it for you, Kelly.
We want to get you up to date on the latest proposals in the contract negotiations between the Major League owners and the Major League Players Association. And you might ask, well, what does this really have to do with Southern Miss? Nothing directly, except if there isn't a season next year, and one of the proposals that the owners are making is to make the collegiate draft even smaller and smaller, which would mean there would be fewer guys that are eligible, you know, to be drafted or would be taken in a said draft. So that's why we're staying on top of this. First of all, the owners have countered the players with some more what the owners have termed concessions. But the first thing we need to understand is the players must agree to a salary cap, which they have said up to this point is not negotiable. So if the players stick to their guns, doesn't matter what the owners propose after a salary cap, because the players say that is not going to happen. But if it did, the owners, the concessions that they are willing to live with is they would, one of the complaints that the players have had is that the minimum is too low for Major League Baseball players. And that the a cap, of course, would put a ceiling on it. So Major League owners have offered to increase the minimum salary from $900,000 a year to $1 million a year.
That is the minimum salary in Major League Baseball.
Yes. But the owners say it's a concession, and it is, but it's only a $100,000 concession.
Which is more money than most people make in a year.
Now, the other thing, in a year, a lifetime, well, lots.
No, I mean, $100,000 is more than probably 75% of Mississippians make in a year.
Right. Now, the major league owners also want a maximum of 5-year contracts for free agents. They want to get out of this business of 10 to 15-year contracts because players, as they age, they just don't produce. And the owners are thinking, why should we have to continue paying these guys $35 million a year when they're not producing? So they want to limit contract lengths to 5 years. And the owners want a strict ban on all contract deferrals. You know how, like, they'll restructure contracts? Barry Bonds is still being paid for a deal back in 1985 or whatever it is. That you can't have any tomfoolery going on with contracts where you defer them out 10 or 15 years to get under the rules, which keeps owners on the hook. So that's where we're at right now. But again, the Players Association representatives from each of the major league teams have consistently said a salary cap, which the owners want at $200 million for a season. But again, if Ohtani and some of these guys are making $85 million by themselves, that doesn't leave a whole big piece of the pie for everybody else.
All right, before we run out of time, I want to get your quick thought about this. What do you make of the chaos that is surrounding the WNBA? I'm not a WNBA fan, and we had a former player on the show recently that said she just thinks they're soft, and all they're interested in is media clicks, not playing basketball.
Viral moments.
Your thought about that?
I think she would know better than anybody.
Than us.
Right. Yeah. But if I were – Caitlin Clark seems to be the target of all of it.
Sure.
And I'm afraid for her own physical well-being, she's just going to have to quit.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she'll land on her feet if she decides to do that. But it's getting to be a particular kind of show, that word we can't say on the air. They've got problems.
It's really kind of disgraceful.
You're professional athletes, for heaven's sake.
Act like a professional.
Yes.
Athlete. Like the young lady we had on the Eagle Hour.
Yes.
That was a professional athlete. All right. Thanks for listening, and we sure appreciate Colby Allen joining us. Just hope he doesn't peter out.
Yeah,
I don't think he will. I think he's going to do great. And, of course, our best wishes to our very dear friend, Travis Creel. And we just hope all of that turns out well for everyone concerned. Thanks for listening to the Eagle Hour, everybody. We sure appreciate it. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.